thymic neuroendocrine tumors. Features maintained, the nomenclature and diagnostic criteria of neuroendocrine tumors of the thymus, the lung have remained unchanged. Thymic neuroendocrine tumors are classified into typical carcinoids, atypical carcinoids, large cell neuroendocrine tumors, sarcarcinomas, and small cell carcinomas. The separation of these tumors is based on morphologic features, presence of necrosis, and mitotic counts. Although the proliferation marker Ki-67 is very useful to exclude large cell neuroendocrine carcinoma or small cell carcinoma in crushed samples, it is unsuitable for the distinction between typical carcinoids and atypical carcinoids. What's new? Emerging data show that pulmonary and thymic neuroendocrine tumors fit into the common classification framework of neuroendocrine neoplasm elsewhere in the body. They fall into two main groups, low-grade typical carcinoids, atypical carcinoids, and high-grade tumors, large cell neuroendocrine tumors, small cell carcinoma. Similar to grade 3 neuroendocrine tumor in the pancreas, recent data convincingly show the existence of a group of thymic tumors with carcinoid morphology and elevated mitotic counts Ki-67 index. Although these tumors are designated as large cell neuroendocrine carcinoma according to current World Health Organization criteria, by virtue of high mitotic activity, they appear more closely aligned with the low-grade group of tumors. For example, typical carcinoids and atypical carcinoids, such as NETG3 tumors, can be separated from a true large cell neuroendocrine carcinoma by a panel of histochemical markers, including chromatographin, EZS2, TP53, RGNSSTR2A. Open questions in relation to neuroendocrine tumors. Although the World Health Organization classification of thymic neuroendocrine tumors have shown prognostic relevance, it's currently unknown which of the findings mentioned above should have an impact on clinical management. For example, it is not known whether an NETG3 with Ki-67 index 45 should be treated differently from a true high-grade large cell neuroendocrine carcinoma with a Ki-67 index of 55. In spite of significant molecular overlap between low and high-grade neuroendocrine tumors, the current paradigm remains that low-grade thymic neuroendocrine tumors generally do not progress to high-grade neuroendocrine tumors. It is unclear which molecular pathway drive these two tumor groups and whether the essential oncogenic drivers in thymic neuroendocrine tumors are different from neuroendocrine tumors of the lung. It is also currently not possible to discriminate between primary thymic neuroendocrine tumors and pulmonary neuroendocrine tumors metastatic to the mediastinum by immunohistochemistry. Need for global cooperation to resolve open questions in thymomas, thymic carcinomas, and thymic neuroendocrine tumors. Research to identify molecular biomarkers, especially those with therapeutic impact, has been hampered by the paucity of thymic endocrine epithelial tumors, with current evidence mostly arising from limited single institutional studies. Multi-institutional investigations driven by international organizations like IASLC and ITMRG were invaluable in building a staging system and uncovering molecular properties of thymic endothelial tumors. In the future, more global collaborations are warranted to collect sufficient samples to further improve tumor classification. For example, in thymic neuroendocrine tumors, and discover clinically actionable biomarkers.